A new Indiana state law requires school employees to report suspected child abuse or neglect directly to child services or local law enforcement before informing the principal of the school. State Senator Mark Mesmer, a co-author of the legislation, said in a statement that the new law was made because some child abuse cases were not being reported. Lisa Tansel, general counsel at Indiana School Boards Association, said the new law is different when it comes to reporting child abuse cases.
Operate its bus routes.
Prior to the change in the law, teachers, of course, were required to notify the principal of any alleged cases of child abuse, and then the principal had the duty to make the report. Teachers, of course, had to make the report only if they believed the principal wasn't going to make the report. So most corporations, you know, developed policies based on that version of the law. But as you know, July 1st, the law changed and now requires teachers to directly make the report. So as opposed to going to the principal first, it's now the teacher has the duty to make the report to either Department of Child Services or to law enforcement officials.
Andrew Clampett, public relations and information officer at Monroe County Community School Corporation, stressed that the new law does not put additional responsibilities on the person reporting the abuse.
But, I mean, it's just, again, it's just a slight change in who they're reporting to. They're still reporting the same things. That's just different on who they're actually reporting it to. But they've all been made aware of that contact information. And I imagine in the event of those situations, they'll do what they're not required to do.
Teresa Meredith, president of Indiana State Teachers Association, gave a word of caution to school employees reporting incidents to child services.
They have to use some level of discretion. So, for example, you know, when you've got a 7-year-old talking about a spat with a sibling, it can sometimes be hard to know if it's serious or not. But you have to just anything that seems to rise above, seems to raise concern at all. If you have a thought of, I wonder if this is a problem, you know, act on that. Make that call. Let child services decide, well, no, that's really not enough to investigate, but thank you for the call. Or, yes, you know, that sounds serious. We're going to take a look and see what we can find out. Let child services decide if it's minor or not.
Meredith also pointed out concerns teachers have had with a new bill.
Wanting to make sure their school corporation policies get changed, because many corporations' policies right now say first you must report it to an administrator and wait with the administrator, and the administrator will make the call. Or report it to your administrator and then follow back up the next day to make sure your administrator acted on it. That's not okay with this new law.
Tansel said the new law brings with it changes in responsibilities for teachers.
Well, at the end of the day, it's really tough to make that call. It's a gut-wrenching feeling when you make that call, but at the end of the day, it's about protecting that child, and sometimes it hurts some feelings of people. You know, and it's a confidential reporting as well, so the family doesn't know who reported, but at the end of the day, it is about keeping that child safe, and that is part of our responsibility as educators.
Meredith said that the new bill is important in keeping school children safe.
Well, at the end of the day, it's really tough to make that call. It's a gut-wrenching feeling when you make that call, but at the end of the day, it's about protecting that child, and sometimes it hurts some feelings of people. You know, and it's a confidential reporting as well, so the family doesn't know who reported, but at the end of the day, it is about keeping that child safe, and that is part of our responsibility as educators.
The new law also requires age-appropriate education about child abuse and child sexual abuse to be provided at public, charter, and accredited non-public schools for K through 12th grades.